What's up? We're back. Episode 15. Who really cares? This is Jordan Witzkin. Yet again, Jake isn't here. Still getting his basement redone, so he doesn't have anywhere to record. So, stuck with me. We're going to have fun, though. It's actually easier to do the video podcast by yourself because we don't know how to do it otherwise. So, we'll figure it all out. Got some cool stuff going on today. Some clips, of course. We have more local boners because we can't never run out of those. Let's see. I did my first prank call. That'll be out on Friday, the video. Very funny. I'm going to do another one today. If it's good, it probably won't come out till next week. If it's just average, maybe I'll just put it at the end of this episode. Who knows? But, yeah, dude, for now, let's get it started. Let me pull up our first clip, and we will start that right now.
This bitch is going crazy. Look at her. Move. Wow.
She's coughing on him.
Wow.
She's spitting on him.
I'm gonna ask you to shut the fuck up and get the fuck away from me before I slice your neck and I spit again. Do you even see where it landed?
And I'm getting hit off.
Did you just do this in the bathroom, manager?
Right,
it's okay. Called bleep. Get your phlegm out because that's where you're getting the fat out, and the fat holds the toxins and the fucking viruses.
Ma'am?
You think I'm just having fun being a stupid blonde?
Would you like to go?
Yeah, I just decided that I just wanted to be born to be a stupid blonde. Yeah, like I am the only fucking blonde here.
Dude. First of all, I'd already seen this video before, obviously, because I prepped it. What I did not hear was when she yelled at the manager about having cum on his pants. Dude. Dude. I did not know that she thought that he had... And then she did the little... You were doing that in the bathroom? Dude. Oh my god. First of all, this is just an example of why it's great that we have the internet for these videos to go viral so that I can see them, because that was an insane person, definitely mentally ill, and they're sad, but they make you laugh, so that's why we talk about them. Dude, she, first of all, was coughing on people. This is for people just listening. She was at Walmart, because of course, and was throwing a fit, you know, probably about buying something, and she started freaking out, started coughing on people, or pretending to, but still, you know, and then the manager tried to kick her out, and then she called him out for masturbating in the bathroom, which, you know, insane, and dude, and then she starts going off about her being blonde. Off her rocker. Okay. Dude, I mean, she started. Think I'm the only blonde lady in here? It's irrelevant. Yeah. I mean, dude, this coronavirus makes crazy. People don't know this, but one of the side effects is that it makes you think everyone jizzed on their own pants. Yeah, don't go to Walmart and cough on people and then call them out for jizzing on their own pants. And that's obvious. Don't do that. Oh, man. Dude, that's just. Yeah, that's probably one of my new favorites. But, dude, I got a couple favorites today, man. I prepped a decent amount of stuff today, and I'm happy to go over it. Today's gonna be fun. Yeah, man, just, you know. It's like, first of all, it's so insane to go to Walmart. Period. Cause that's where patient zero probably was, dude. They say it happened in Wu-Tang Clan, and in China, but I guarantee you that this whole epidemic started at a Walmart in Louisiana. And I'd be happy to debate someone on that. Don't go to Walmart. It was before, after a pandemic, ever. But yeah, and if you do go to Walmart, don't cough on people. Don't call them out for jizzing on their pants, unless they did, actually. Because if you see jizz on someone's pants, you can call them out. And then don't say that it's because you're a blonde lady, dude. I mean, yeah, she needs to go to the hospital for plenty of stuff other than a virus. But, you know, people are crazy. And, dude, this, I work at a grocery store, not a Walmart, because I'm not an idiot. And we have had to stop letting people in the store because our specialty is delivering groceries. And so when people come into the store at the same time as people ordering in a rush, everyone's in a rush. So someone orders online, and then someone walks in the store and then takes the last item that person ordered, then we have unhappy people that will stop ordering from us, and that's where we get a lot of our money. And that's where I get all of my money. So they stopped letting people in, and still, we've been closed on the in-store for 2 weeks, and people will walk up to the door and demand that we let them in. Now, granted, this is Beverly Hills, where all of the people there have never been told no in their entire lives. So it's a new experience for everyone. But we have like 20 signs that say, don't come in. And so, you know, people come in and they're like, is it because I'm blonde? I'm not the only blonde one here. And they look at me, is that jizz on your pants? No. Dude, if you've never worked in customer service, then you just wouldn't understand. But there are more people like that lady out there than you could ever believe. And they never stop. They just multiply. That's the virus we should be talking about. The crazy lady virus. The crazy man virus. Because I've dealt with a lot of them. Dude, one time I worked at Lowe's. This wasn't even crazy. Like someone crazy. This was just an old person. And I honestly felt a little bad for them. Also, sorry, there's construction going on outside, and I got a new microphone, and it probably picks up a little bit of the construction, so I apologize for that. But anyway, I worked at Lowe's Home Improvement, and if you've ever been to a Lowe's or a Home Depot, you know that there is a section in the back where they keep all the backstock stuff, and they close it off. They put that chain up, and don't let customers walk back there because it's dangerous. And I worked in the lumber department there, and it was right next to that warehouse back there. And I was talking to a customer and in one aisle, and I look over and I see this old couple just beelining right for that back area with the chain and everything. And I'm like, there's no way that they're going to go back there. So I start ignoring the customer I'm talking to and start watching them. And the old woman was not even there, like mentally. She was just holding the guy's hand and he was leading the way. And he's reached out, slid the gate over, and just kept walking. Forklift going by him, beep beep. You couldn't hear it, I guess. Couldn't see it. Just kept walking, looking around, like for items. It's concrete. It's lumber. What are you looking for? And I was like, sir. Nothing. He's 20 feet in front of me. Sir, come on. Nothing. And I had to walk up, tap him on the shoulder, and then I realized that they were a little bit senile. And they shouldn't have been by themselves. And that was a pretty innocent example of dealing with customers. I do not want to deal with the woman that yells at me for her being crazy. Or having jizz in my pants. But if I did, tell me, because that's important to know. Jesus, man. Dude, let me just skip to this, because I've wanted to... there's this picture that got posted on comedian Bert Kreischer's Instagram. He posted it. It was of his wife and kids. And when he posted it, I thought it was the funniest picture that I've ever seen in my whole life. And... not for the reason that he posted it. And I kind of forgot about it because this was like weeks ago. Maybe even months ago. I don't even know. And I was listening to a podcast and they started talking about that. And I was like, I remember that picture. So I went and looked it up and then I laughed hard again at it. Let me pull it up. Dude. Look at his wife. If that isn't the dumbest face I've ever... And I've listened to her talk. She's great. Bert, I love. And I mean this in the nicest way possible. That is the dumbest face. Dude. Dude, that's the sound that I hear when I see that. And the daughters look normal, but that wife, man, looks like the sound. I hear the sound. She's got good teeth, but they're very big, and when they're open like that, dude. I just wanted to say, dude, that was the funniest fucking thing. And you know what, dude, she makes fun of Bert a lot, and no one really makes fun of her except for her accent, and it's time that we return the favor to her. And that's a dumb face. And what's funny is I don't have the picture, but she showed another picture of her on a podcast, and she was making the same face. So that's just a face that she makes when she smiles, and that's hilarious. Oh, man. Again, mean it in the nicest way possible, but it's probably the dumbest face I've ever seen in my entire life. Jesus. Oh, yeah, but yeah, I got a new microphone. Hopefully the audio is better. You can hear me doing, Dude, I'm going crazy in a room by myself. We all are. How's your coronavirus lockdown going? Well, I talked to myself for an hour in a room for 11 people that are watching. So it's been fun. But yeah, new microphone. I bought it. Been profiting off the coronavirus, so I got a new microphone. And hopefully it's clear, dude. It's going to pick up the construction going on outside, but we'll deal with that when we deal with it. This is LA, so construction just never stops. Everywhere I've ever lived, there's construction nearby. But I'm having fun doing this, man. Just trying to stay busy. If you're just not doing anything during this, what are you doing? Like, try something. Because there's no reason to not be doing something. Dude, if you have like any goal that you could possibly accomplish, workout, something, now's the time. Because what the hell else are you doing? Dude, I'm trying to build something here, and it's hard. Getting a subscriber on YouTube is grasping at straws, whatever that saying is. But it's fun, man. I get to watch videos of blonde ladies confronting men about the jizz on their pants. And yeah. Oh, you know what else that we're all about to experience that everyone's been talking about is the Michael Jordan documentary that's coming out that I'm super excited for. And now, in the past, you've probably heard me talk about local boners and how they have an obsession with their local sports. This is different. This is a national thing, and it's one of the greatest, if not the greatest, basketball player ever. And I was obsessed with Michael Jordan growing up. Still am. And I'm too young to have ever seen him play and remember it, at least. But I remember Hardwood Classics. That they would play on NBA TV. And I remember Open Court, which was a TV show that they had on NBA TV, where they would talk about the 90s or any era really and reminisce. It would be all the old players. And I would always go online and look at the Michael Jordan shoes and his highlights and watch full games. And I am super excited for this fucking documentary because Tiger King depressed me. And The Last Dance coming out on ESPN will make me happy. And I was talking to my friend Mason about it, and how people are. It's gonna be annoying for a little bit again because it's the local boner mentality, where they put too much care into something that doesn't matter. And what their people are gonna do is start debating Michael Jordan versus LeBron James, which I used to do when I was 17. Again, all the shit that I make fun of, I used to do. And that's why I make fun of it, because I cringe at my old self. But I was a kid, and kids can do that stuff. But these people that are going to be debating are between 22 and 90 and should be caring about other things. The debate, the, you know, Michael Jordan, LeBron debate, I'm fucking a huge fan of both of them. Their games are crazy different, like in so many ways. If you argued that LeBron is better, cool. If you argue Michael Jordan's better, great. I don't care anymore, especially after Kobe died, dude. I don't give up, dude. And people, that's the craziest thing, is that we know Kobe Bryant just died, and we're still gonna care about this instead of just appreciating everything that's happening in LeBron's career and then appreciating what Michael Jordan did. But now it's going to be debate, and people are going to be annoying, and they're going to care way too much about it. People's days are going to be ruined because of an argument that they had online, and we're just going to go backwards, and that's really annoying. But yeah, dude, I just wanted to say that. I'm excited for this documentary. I wish they were, because apparently it's only covering the last season that he had in Chicago, The Last Dance. And I wish it was more, but I've seen pretty much every piece of footage that there is before that. All the, me and Mason that I was talking about. We used to watch the documentaries and highlights and stuff. So I'm excited to see all the stuff. And actually, Kobe got interviewed for it, so it'll be nice to see him talk about the Jordan Bulls, because he was in the league actually around that time. He was new to the league. But yeah, honestly, at this point, going back to LeBron, he's the only reason I care about sports at all anymore. Once he retires, I probably won't really care until I have a career and a house and fucking a family, and then I'll go back because you know what? I'll be a little bit bored. And that's when you should care again. But in that in-between area, when you're working, Don't care. And I'll talk more about local boners later because I have great ones to talk about. Might get a little personal because I'm gonna call someone out by name. And we're just gonna have to go from there because what they did was annoying. But first of all, the first thing I want to talk about is another one of my friends made me laugh really fucking hard yesterday. And this person I'm not gonna call out by name because she is in my hometown and she will be super annoying about it. And if she finds out that I made fun of her, if she sees this, then she'll know. And you know what? We're just gonna have to deal with that. But my friend DJ sent me a tweet from someone, and I'm gonna read it and laugh again. And then she even posted a fucking Instagram picture, dude. It's something that people do. They tweet something and it's like an argument that no one's having except them, and they say, I don't care what anyone says, but blank is the best. But it's something that no one debates. So she says, the best feeling in the world is saving someone's life. Who are you arguing with? I don't care what anyone says. What is anyone saying? I'm sure that is the best feeling in the world. Like, nah, dude, best feeling in the world, for sure, not saving someone's life. It's getting yelled at by a blonde lady about jizzing on your pants. Dude, no one's arguing. Dude, I don't care what anyone says. The best planet in the universe is Mars. Dude, who are you arguing with? Neil deGrasse Tyson? No one cares. No one's arguing. Dude, I don't care what anyone says. Fucking legal pads. Best notebook in the world, dude. No one's making the argument. It's only you. It's so annoying. And also, it's also a flex, which is the most annoying part about it, I think. Look, I respect healthcare workers. And you know what? First of all, if you want to flex about saving someone's life, I guess you can do it because that's pretty important. But don't do it in this way because no one's arguing with you. I don't care what anyone says. Saving someone's life is the best feeling in the world. Dude, no one cares. Or we do care, but no one's arguing. It's like people, it's like all that, the same mentality is just starting arguments with people that aren't there. Is annoying. I'm moving quick, man. I don't like to sit on subjects for too long because they drag out, and I have plenty of stuff that I could be talking about, and I want to circle back to local boners, my least favorite people in the whole world. And, man, I was, after the last episode, I posted a clip about local boners and got three people, actually a couple more, about local boners and how annoying they are. And I'm glad I struck a chord with some people. And I still feel like I could explain a little bit. It's one of the most annoying things that a local person will do is actually really anyone, but especially adults, is get mad at where a high school kid is going to go to college. And I mentioned that in the last one, but I didn't really explain. That is one of the most immature, shitty things that you can do, is blast a child for not picking your favorite school that a lot of people like that care didn't even go to the school. They're just fans. What are you doing? Dude, they're kids. Let them chase their dreams. Do whatever the fuck they want. Dude. He didn't pick the University of Cincinnati, so he's dead to me. Hope he gets the coronavirus. I hope he jizzes on his pants and goes to Walmart and gets called out for it. And so I didn't just bring this up for no reason. I have an example. So let's take a look. Where'd it go? Okay, so, and I'm going to start off. I know this person that did this. I had a class with them in high school. They were a different grade than me. They were above me. And they were annoying then. And his name's Kyle. He got a Twitter not long ago. And so I followed him. And his tweets are really annoying. And I can tell he's super depressed. And now he's taking it out on high school kids. And so let's read it. I guess the tweet was deleted because I could never find it. I just found a screenshot of the high school kid posted a screenshot of the tweet on his story. And, which, good job, man. And Kyle, I wouldn't be calling you out by name if it didn't require that. But it does. You shouldn't do that. And here we go. So this dude, the high school kid, his name's Corey, and he just made a simple tweet to his, he's pretty good, so he's got some fans, which is great. What running back would you compare me to? And then Kyle, who's 25, says, "You are a troll. I used to want you to come to Cincinnati, but now I don't. Because all you care about is the attention. You'd probably transfer out to a smaller school after not getting, quote, playing time." Who's quoting playing time? What are you talking about? What do you mean, quote, playing time? Why is that? Doesn't belong there. Grammar, you know? Is it called something else and that's why you put it in quotes? That is the most annoying shit that a person can do, honestly. Call out a fucking high school kid about where he's going to school. Dude, you have bigger problems, and you're taking them out on other people. And I love that the kid took a screenshot, posted on his story. So I got into my first Twitter beef today. And, dude. And so there are so many tweets about it. There people clapping back at him. And I'm surprised it didn't blow up more. I guess it's because all the tweets were deleted. But, oh my God. Oh, shit, dude. Yeah, he tweeted. So now he's being a local boner again. "Hey, at Dana B number 3. Did you see that Bud Light did a commercial and used Cincinnati, not shitty New York? Cincinnati is the Bud Light Kings. Suck it, clown." Dude, you got him. You got him. Proud of you. Now look, dude. I have a podcast with 11 listeners. What the fuck do I know, man? But I'll tell you what. That shit is annoying. And it needs to be nipped in the bud. Tweeting at a famous person, talking shit, and tweeting at a high school kid about where he goes to school. Dude, what I love about... Here, let's go back to the... "I used to want you to come to Cincinnati." The fact that you even cared that much to want... Like, did you pray at night for that 17-year-old to pick your school? "But now I don't." Got him. "Now I don't want you. Because all you care about is the attention." Ah! You tweeted him for attention. you tweeted a famous person for attention, you'd probably transfer out to a smaller school after not getting quote play. Dude, you'd probably transfer out to a smaller school. So what? So you wanted him to come, but then you thought he's not going to play. So then he'd just leave. So what's the issue? If you thought he was going to come and then not play, why did you want him to come so bad? And again, why the fuck is playing time in quotes? Are you quoting like a scholar? That are you citing a source? Or is it called something else? Why is it? You could put any of those words in quotes and it would make the same amount of not sense. You'd probably transfer out to a quote smaller end quote school. Dude, like, it's playing time. That's what it is. It's not, you don't put it in quotes. And my favorite part about it is that that tweet has no retweets and no likes because no one likes that. Man. And also, it feels good, dude. I don't have a following, so it's not like I'm punching down or punching up. I'm just punching. I'm bored in a room, and if I see annoying shit, I'll call it out. What the fuck else do I have to do? And that's really the point. Is if you're locked in during coronavirus and you got nothing else to do, call people out on their bullshit. Only if you're right, though. Anyway, man. Just trying to have fun, man. And this pisses me off. And so I'm going to move on to something more fun and tell you about a prank video that I did that will be out on Friday. That was definitely one of the more fun things I've ever done. I tried to sell someone a tiger, which, by the way, if it got to the point of any type of money transfer, I would have ended it right there. And someone genuinely wanted a tiger on my first try. And, dude, just watch the video. They texted me and everything. It was a lot of fun. Again, I would have never taken any money from anyone. I just wanted to see what would happen. And I'm definitely going to do it again. And I'm going to have more prank videos because it took me 5 minutes and it was one of the most fun things I've ever done. It was so easy. And I hope you watch it and I hope that you like it. And let me know, because it feels good when that happens. And a couple people have done that. My grandma was one of them. I posted a video on Twitter of me dancing, and it kind of flopped, but it was, again, one of the more fun things I've ever edited, because I put it to Jean-Claude Van Damme fighting and dancing, and that was hilarious. So, you know, dude, just watch the prank. Let me know what you think. It was so much fun. I'm excited to do it again. I was super nervous. I had to hold my hand because I was shaking. And dude, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. I can't believe someone tried, like, genuinely wanted a tiger. But that's the world that we live in now. The post Tiger King universe. It's people genuinely want a tiger now. And honestly, if that's what you took away from that documentary, then you probably tweet at high school kids and jizz on your pants at Walmart. Man. Don't buy a tiger. They're not meant for that. Dude, I saw Shaq talk about it. He said, because he was in that documentary, and I thought that motherfucker bought a tiger. But what he did was actually sponsor a tiger at the zoo. So he didn't ever own a tiger. He just sponsored it. But they called it owning. Like, this is your tiger because you sponsor it. But he does not own any tigers. Anyways, man. Enough about the Tiger King, dude. I did a whole prank based around that, so I'm over it. I'll do one more for sure, but yeah, I'm sick of talking about the Tiger King. People took all the wrong things away from it, and now it's annoying. Should be about just getting tigers out of captivity, for sure. At least out of the captive hands of cult leaders and hillbillies. Anyways, let's oh dude, let's watch TikToks, man. I have good TikToks today. Let me see. What are you at? Where are they? Here's one. Oh yeah. You know how I said I posted a video of me dancing? This is what it felt like I was doing while I was dancing. There's so many ways to love ya, baby, I've been breaking down. There's so many ways to love ya, got me like, oh my gosh, I'm so in love. I found you finally, you make me wanna say, oh, oh. That's what it felt like when I was dancing. So awkward. I should have slicked my hair back and wore that hat. First of all, I love this guy. I did like this G Youngs. And yeah, I loved every second of this. He was nervous, and that's why I liked it, because I want to encourage this. He'll get better. And what he didn't do that he should have done was cut it together with Jean-Claude Van Damme fighting and dancing, because it matches you up to something that's worse than you, and that's why I did that. I was like, if you think I'm bad, look at this famous action star, Jean-Claude Van Damme. And if you haven't seen that clip, I haven't even seen the movie, but I've seen that clip 100 times of Jean-Claude Van Damme fighting and dancing, and it's hilarious. Even dude, the way it starts is so funny. The guy's like, you dance? And he's like, nah. And then, dude, and then he dances terribly and then gets in a fight. It was great. And yeah, that's the only thing this kid was missing. Either cut it with Jean-Claude, or fight at the end of it while dancing. And then Jean-Claude stops for a drink, which I put in the video. If you want to see it, it's on my Twitter, Jay Witzkin. It was a lot of fun to edit together. And with that, let's move on to the next TikTok. There's only two today, and then I have another video, and then I'll wrap it up. This is just, like, so I don't know if you're on TikTok, but my algorithm has become videos like this.
Babe.
Put your hands where I can see him.
No. Make me. I love you.
You too.
All right, I'm coming.
Okay, so they live in a basement somewhere. And I don't know if the people that own the house know that they're down there, because this basement looks you can't live there. Inhabitable. No, the walls are dirty as shit. Touch my mic, sorry. The walls are dirty as shit. There's shit all over the desk and the floor, and plastic on the set of garbage bag. Powderpuff Girl pillow. You 13? walking in on my husband, Nikki. And they talk like children, which I guess, you know, Powerpuff Pillow. Yeah, this one grossed me out, and that's why I had to post it. And I just wanted to tell you that this, if you start liking videos like this, Panda Vicky, see what it is. If you start liking videos like this, your whole feed will turn into this. And honestly, it's more enjoyable than seeing 16-year-old girls dance the exact same way every single time. And, yeah, this is the only thing that makes TikTok fun for me. I need to start posting again. I stopped. They shadow banned me. It's annoying. Anyways, I will show you one more video that was one of the cutest and the funniest thing that I've seen all week. It was posted by Latinas with Attitude. Cool name. And not what the video is about. I hate when accounts do that. If your name is Latinos with Attitude, you should be required to only post videos of Latinos giving people the toot. Okay? But I'm glad they posted this one. I don't follow this account. I had to follow them to even get this video because it was sent to me and I couldn't see it. But I saw it and then I loved it.
How is it?
Good.
It looks so good. It looks like you're enjoying yourself. Oh, yeah. That looks like you're enjoying. Okay. Hey, you okay?
I'm okay.
Okay.
Dude, that's the funniest shit I've ever seen. Have you ever seen that video of the guy? It's like some foreign dude. He's getting interviewed and there's a clock behind him and it's counting down. And he almost gets sick. It is exactly like that, and he only has like 3 seconds left, and at the very end of the video, he throws up in his mouth and then swallows it. I'll find it. I don't have it right here ready. Actually, let me try to find it, dude, because that's so funny. Okay, almost pukes. And let's see, there it is. Oh no, that's Ethan Klein talking about it. Well, it's on there. I'll play it at the play it at the literally at the end of this video and show you. It's so funny. But yeah, dude, that girl, man, she was so cute when she almost threw up, and then all she wanted to do was pretend to be okay, which you don't need to do that. Just let them know. Let them know you don't like it. All right, dude, that's all I got today. I have work soon, so can't do an hour like I wanted to, but this is longer than the last one, so pretty decent. I actually wrote down the handles today so that I don't have to try to memorize them. You can follow me on Instagram at Jordan Witskin. You can follow this podcast at Who Really Cares Pod. And you can follow my brother. He has a design page. He has a t-shirt that he made on his website. It's at designbyjake, at designbyjake.com. I'll probably, if I have it, I ordered one. I'll probably be wearing it next episode, so you'll get to see it. You should order that. It's free shipping. And then Twitter is at jwitskin. At jakewitskin is his. And then at wrcpodcast is this Twitter. So I will call this podcast over. Okay, look out for my prank videos coming out. They were so much fun. And then be sure to subscribe. Thank you.
Hey, if you like that, subscribe, like it, and watch more.